All right. Fantastic. Great to have everybody on the call tonight. I really appreciate you being here. We got a packed call that gets more and more people every single week, and we're real excited about that. I've got some tremendous information that has been very helpful in my building my business, information that we received at Top Achievers as well, and things that people are doing. We had a panel of six, I believe it was, may have been five, I think it was six, five women and one man who have all just absolutely exploded their business over a period of 3 or 4 months, rank advancing like 6-star to 7-star to maxing out their center to going 9-star to 10-star to 11-star and that kind of thing. Just spectacular growth. And to a person that it was via Facebook. And so you guys, we want to really get savvy, and I'm including myself in that, getting better and better at how to use Facebook. And one of the things they talked about doing was using groups, not pages, but groups. Some of you are familiar enough and savvy enough with Facebook. You know what I'm talking about. The groups have the a tremendous advantage to them in that they can be private groups. And what you can do is put the people in there, place the people that you want to have in there. And for instance, I just set up a Team Freedom group. And if you would like to be in that, just email me and I'll put you in that group. But what I'll do is give you the opportunity to put two of your best prospects into that group. And so what will happen is we'll all be feeding on each other, and people are going to hear testimonials. They'll see side-by-side pictures before and after. They're going to hear people say, well, here's what I did to get this prospect. Other people will be saying, yes, I'm going to Celebration. I know, Natalie, you just committed to going to Celebration. That's fantastic. If you want to unmute yourself real quick, I'd love to talk to you real quick. Natalie, are you online with me? If you'll take your phone off mute, that'd be great. I think you're on mute.
All right.
There you go. Natalie, welcome to the call, and great that you're going to Celebration. So excited for you.
Me too. I'm so excited. I figured I needed to commit to doing something extraordinary, so here we go.
Well, that's great. And tell us your health testimonial. What's going on with you, and how did you find out about Isagenix, and what's going on with you with the products?
Well, I've been on Isagenix the end of March, and lost about probably close to 15 pounds since I've been on the system, which is great.
How many pounds?
15.
15 pounds,
which is wonderful. I had a baby 9 months ago, and nothing was working. I had tried other products, and I even had done a weight loss clinic, and it just wasn't sustainable or something that I would commit to. And Hannah Darnell, one of my former cheerleaders when I was in college, and she had did things that messaged me about it, and I was just, you know, it wasn't my time yet. And so a couple of weeks later, she contacted me again, and I said, I'm ready. So back since, I feel incredible. People are always commenting on, you know, how, you know, I don't want to my own horn, but I'm looking better, but I feel great, and I can keep up with my little office caller and working a full-time job and trying to keep up with all of that.
Well, that is awesome, man. We're real excited for you. Breaking up a little bit there, but I think I got most of it. You got 15 pounds off. You tried everything, and nothing was really working. So, and you're feeling real good right now, right? Your energy level up?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome, and you've committed to going to Celebration, so that is so exciting. We've got a good team from this team going, and really a marker to determine how your business is doing is not just that you're going, and I'm speaking to everybody on the call, not just Natalie, but how many people do you have going to Celebration? Because once you get there, what's going to be very clear in your mind is, oh, my God, I wish I'd had so-and-so here. I wish she was here. I wish he was here. I wish this couple was here. And if they were there, they would come out of there bulletproof and 10 feet tall and ready to just, you know, just really put this business in motion. And so very exciting that you're committing to that. It's really not negotiable. If you're really wanting to build this business, you really have to go. I'm just, you know, I'll just be real honest with you, you really do. So anyway, you want to build the business. there are several factors that really go into building the business. What Celebration does for you, or the next big event, for instance, we have a Thursday night event coming up in the Dallas-Fort Worth region next Thursday evening, not this week, but next week on the 14th. That's at the Hyatt Place. It starts at 6:30 in the evening. That's in Garland, Texas, and that was famous in the news for the jihadi attack just earlier, 2 days ago. So anyway, we're down the street from that, but hopefully we won't have any jihadi attacks, but that's going to be a great event. I'm doing the event. We're flying two five-star and a six-star coming in from, one from New York and one from New Jersey are coming in to do that meeting for training. First hour is going to be just the opportunity meeting, and I'm doing that. So you want to get people there. It will be very exciting, and it will be packed, I promise you. So those are the kind of things that build your business. What happens is you think that you're excited about Isagenix, but your belief level is lagging behind, and you really don't know it. You don't know that your belief level is lagging behind until you get to a big event. You get to the big event, and you go, oh, my God, I had no idea I could believe this strongly. And it really takes that strong belief in order for you to charge forth, move forward, to put this thing together and make the kind of money that you want to make. And you know, I always think, you know, this is not just trading hours for dollars. This is putting in residual income for the rest of your life is what we're doing right now. That's what we're putting together right now. So how do you use Facebook? We're going to do the group Team Freedom. We're going to do probably 15 to 20 other groups, and we're going to put people of like demographic in each of those groups. The beauty of that is that it's not going to be just me sending out an email. It's not going to be a page where, you know, just two or three or four people are doing that page or commenting on that page or posting on that page. It will literally be dozens and literally hundreds of people that are feeding that group all the time. And so it'll be a variety of information that's coming in. It'll be question and answers. A new person can ask a question, and everybody will jump on that and help them out with answers. And so it just gets really exciting, and that's how that belief level gets up with a brand new person right there. And so with Team Freedom, I want you to join it. If you're serious about the business. If you're not serious, don't join it. And I know some of you out there are not even on Facebook yet, so you have to join Facebook, folks. You just have to do it. You cannot build this business non-electronically. You have to build it electronically. The old days, you could go do a meeting, you could do have a coffee with somebody or a meal or something like that. You can still do that, but the big numbers and the key to your true success is really social media, and in particular Facebook. It's by far the best. So if you're new to it, just get on it, set up your account. You need help with it, I'll help you set it up, but you have to do that. You really, I mean, there's just no two ways around it. So anyway, you get into this group, and just the sheer energy will give belief to people, the help, the social aspect of it, the excitement of it. We'll do that, and if you'd like to be on Team Freedom, my email address is timdarnellac@gmail.com, and I will insert you into that group. And we have the control as to who goes into the group, and also if somebody is inappropriate for whatever reason, we can also extricate people from the group as well. And so that you've got that kind of control, and boy, you put a brand new person, a new associate in a group like that. And then we'll have another group for people that are consultant and above. Then we'll have another group for people that are manager and above. And so the information will be a little bit different in each of those groups. We'll have maybe a medical professionals group. And we'll put some of our chiropractors and our physical therapists and just people of that ilk into that group. And I think having these special groups like this is really going to take us a way beyond where we are right now and help us build a whole lot faster. So that's one of the things that we're going to do. I want to read to you a document of what I just did. Some of you know how to use private messaging, and I have used private messaging extremely successfully. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you, I found that method, and it has been powerful. So this afternoon, I got through with a bunch of calls, and I was a little bit fatigued. I was a little bit worn out. So I went and got another cup of coffee and perked up a little bit, And I said, boy, I've got two people I'm thinking of that I have contacted in the past. I haven't got them over the finish line yet. They've told me no on multiple occasions, and they're real sweet people. They've told me no in a very nice way, and that's really true. And so Kim Stolfus is online here. Kim said something last night on the call, on Jay's call that we did last night, that maybe, I don't know if it's up yet on leanandcleanforlife.com yet. It's probably going to be tomorrow when that call gets posted. You'll want to listen to that call if you didn't get a chance to listen last night. Kim said it's not a no, it's just timing. It's just not my right timing. And that is real true. And so for me personally, I don't really care what a person's excuse is or why they don't want to do this. I get on training calls and consulting calls a lot, and people are always talking about why they can't do the business. And to be real honest with you, I really don't care why you can't do the business. All I care about is why you can do the business. So I don't want to hear about, you know, you've got this thing going on, that thing going on. Listen, we've all got things going on. Are you going to focus, and are you going to really hone on your Isagenics business? And that's up to you. So let's talk about what we can do, what we're going to do, what we will do, what we are doing, and that's where the that's how our teams grow and we get bigger and bigger. So I've got one that is interested in the product. She's a high school classmate of mine, and she has contacted me three or four times, and it's just been really difficult to get her over the line. So I think she's watched the movies, but I don't know. She's hard to get online for a phone call. So I private messaged Connie. I said, hi, Connie, with your permission, you probably want to write this verbiage down here. With your permission, I'll send you a complimentary goodies pack so you can see and taste, period. Hi, Connie, with your permission, I'll send you a complimentary goodies pack so you can see and taste, period. No obligation, just need your mailing address. So, hi, Connie, with your permission, I'll send you a complimentary goodies pack so you can see and taste. No obligation, just need your mailing address. Okay? And so the response was, in about a minute, was okay, and she gave me her address. Okay? I said, got it, we'll go out tomorrow, thanks. So 10 minutes later, I said, boy, that was good for me right there. That worked out really good. Who is that other gal that I really respect? She's a good-looking gal. She would fit into Isagenics just perfectly. Oh, yeah, that's Angela. All right, so about 10 minutes later, I private message Angela. I go, hi, Angela, just got back from Top Achievers, Hilton Head Island. Weather was perfect. If I have your permission, I'll send you a goodies pack, no obligation. Now, this gal has told me no multiple times, okay? But it's been polite nose, right? So goodies pack, no obligation, so you can see and taste. Now, notice I didn't say the products there. I said, so you can see and taste. I just talked about the senses. So the emphasis is on the senses, not the product. Now, that's a slight little nuance there, but it's a good one. Just need your mailing address if you're open to receiving it. So she says, congratulations, talking about Top Achievers, and followed by her address. And so I said, got it, we'll go out tomorrow. And her response was, okay, thanks. Okay, so here's the deal. What you want to do in a conversation with somebody, in a dialogue with somebody, you want to get to a yes somehow. And the amateur goes in just guns blazing, and the first exposure they say, hey, these products are great. You need to get on them. Do you want to? Yes or no? And the person has no clue what you're talking about. And the answer is going to be 999 times out of 1,000, it's going to be no. And so what you want to do is to gate your presentation with somebody. And if you haven't heard my training 5x5, it's on timdarnell.org, timdarnell.org, 5x5. I think it's two or three posts down. I'm not sure. You want to listen to that. That's a basic modus operandi of how we do the five exposures with five people at a given time. And that's a good rate of work that we do that. It's a good pace, I should say, is a better word. And so we do that. And so the first is usually, almost always, isamovie.com. That's a powerful site. If they go in there and play with that, there's jewels all over that site. And by the way, some of you may or may not know this, but you click that on, you click, let's say you click click weight loss, or you click, click, if I can get this up, click wealth creation, and you see one or two or three movies there, go ahead and scroll down. There's a bunch of movies underneath that. And I, for the longest time, thought there was only two or three movies per category. And then I scrolled down and went, duh, okay, there's a bunch of movies. So you can choose which movie you think is perfect for that particular client, or just let them choose themselves. But any of the movies and all of the movies are going to be great. We just got the brand new Start video, and that we didn't even have time to talk about that last night on the Monday night Top Achievers wrap-up call. But that new Start video is it is fantastic. I mean, it's Hollywood's what it is, and it's so well done. It's with our people, with Start people. Anyway, those are some things that we're doing that that have been very successful that you can implement as well. All right, so let's look at another idea here, a general broadcast on Facebook. Now, these gals that are putting these teams together and growing like crazy, they're real sharp. Let's put it, there's no question about that. Every one of them is sharp as a tack. They're very purposed. They imagine big growth. They imagine big teams. I mean, they're in that mode. Their imagination is keyed in to where they want to be. And so that's a real big clue for all of us here, is that you want a big team? Get your imagination working on and vividly seeing that big team before it happens. Think about that big team that's going to be your team. Some of you are already seeing that right now because you've got Upline who has spilled over underneath you, and the numbers are already growing so that the 600 of the 600-300 BV match, which is a cycle, a lot of that's taken care of for you. In some cases, you'll never have to worry about your 600 ever. There's so many people underneath you. And so that's pretty cool right there. So how are they doing it? Well, one of them, and thank you to Linda Carstens out there who turned me on to this podcast here. She had spoken at the event and given us all kind of, they all gave us tremendous information. But she said she uses a one sentence on a Facebook post. And I'll just tell you that the most effective time to post in the central time zone is about 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of people check their Facebook right before they go to work. And so you can try different times and see what works. And you can post the same post more than once. You don't have to limit it to one. But somewhat early morning is a good time to do that. You might even do it at 7 o'clock central and relative to that, your time, 7 o'clock your time, whatever that might be. So here's that. Here's what it says, and you want to write this down verbatim here. It says, would you like to know more information on the nutritional products I am using? We'll do that slower here. Would you like to know more information on the nutritional products I am using? Question mark. Three words, private message me. Would you like to know more information on the nutritional products I'm using? Private message me. She says it starts to blow up, and what you do after that is you take that person, you try to get it offline as quickly as you can, get their phone number, and talk with them. Get them to isamovie.com. In our team, Freedom, we do a lot of goodies packs. You can do that if you want to. But you also want to plop them into the group, the Team Freedom group at that point. And say, what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop you into this group right here, and that'll get you some more information. You cool with that? Yep, I'm cool with that. 99 out of 100 times, they won't say no to that. And so you get them in that group. Now all of a sudden they're getting exposures about product testimonials, all kind of things, particularly about Isagenics. And that is where they start immersing themselves in the concepts. Their confidence level goes up. Their belief level goes up. Pretty soon they're going, well, I need to go ahead and get my package. And so you say, great, all we need is your personal information. I'll jot that down. I'll enter it in the computer. We'll get your president's pack. Should be in about 3 business days when you get your products. I want you to call me the second that you get your products, and we're going to go over the components of the package. We're going to talk about each item in the package, how to use it, make sure you're real secure with that. Does that sound good? And they say yes. Now, notice how assumptive that is right there. That is totally assumptive. Number one, it's assumptive that it's a president's pack. Number two, it's assumptive in the fact that I've gone way past placing an order or getting a yes or no. I'm talking about when they get their package for them to call me about the components in the package. And listen, this works great. It works great every time. I mean, I've never had a problem with that. There will be a few that want to delay, and they're wishy-washy, you know, sort of, and just really not sure that they want to make the order. That's fine. We'll come back to them later. But, one thing I was going to say about whatever excuse, for instance, with this Angela, she's given me several excuses about why she doesn't want to even look at this. And I don't hear the excuses. I really don't. What an amateur does is they latch onto that excuse and assumes that that's reality. And I'm just telling you, it's not reality. It's just an excuse. It's negative. It's not correct. It's not true. But like Kim says, it's just the timing. And all we're talking about is timing here. You say, I agree with almost everything they say every time. Say, I got you. If you don't mind, I'll call you back in about 3 or 4 weeks, see where you're at. Is that okay? They say yes every time. Yes every time. And if they say no, I'm going to call them back anyway. It doesn't really matter. So they're going to hear back from me. So here's the beauty of the goodie pack thing that we did right there with Connie and with Angela tonight is that you just can't say no to that. You know that that's a given yes every time. It's going to happen every time. And so when you know you're going to get a yes and, you know, just a few yeses lead to going ahead and setting their account up, then that's the kind of question that you want to be asking. And so that has worked for me so well over the last 3 years. And so make sure you get that and you start incorporating that into your dialogue and into the process. I did not blow Angela off when she gave me excuses and says she wasn't interested. I didn't rush anything. I just waited for a more opportune time. It's been about a month since our last dialogue, and I knew that now she probably even forgot that she said no or didn't had some resistance or that kind of thing, and sure enough, she's going to get a goodies pack. That doesn't ensure that she's coming into the business, but the odds are real good. Once you've seen isomovie.com, you get a goodies pack. You get the product in your body. You've got a Prosper magazine or a Start Your Life magazine, depending on what age they are. You've gotten a free gift. You feel somewhat subconsciously a little bit obligated. Nothing wrong with that. And now you're warming to the idea. You're getting closer and closer to saying, yeah, why in the world would I not do this? And by the way, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee that for any reason you decide this is not right for you, even if you've used half the products or even all of the products, you'll get your money back, no questions asked, no hassle. Folks, that is hard to combat right there. That's hard to say no to, and so that's why we've been able to enroll so many people. Okay, here's another instance here, and this came up with Debbie Byers tonight. It comes up all the time, but I want you to be prepared for it. And it's the situation where somebody gets the product, but they no way want to build the business. They no way want to share this with anybody else. And so Eric Coover just interviewed the fastest associate to max out his position. He did it in a year. He's in Australia, and Eric Coover is interviewing him. I think it is in Isagenics Business, the Facebook group, Isagenics Business. That should be the top post or the second post in there. Excellent interview. This guy's all tatted up, cool guy, and he just saw this thing. He said, I didn't understand anything. I just knew I could get some people here. And look at these before and after pictures. This stuff must be amazing. Could he answer any question about anything? No. And every time somebody would ask him a question, he'd say, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But there's going to be a meeting tomorrow. We're going to hang out tomorrow, and the person that can answer those questions will be there, and bring your friends. So see, the emphasis is not on product knowledge. The emphasis is not on being incredibly astute about Isagenics. It's just getting to the event. Much like our event coming up on Thursday night in your area, you probably got something. I know Pennsylvania area has got stuff going on all the time. And so you just want to get people to those events right there. Okay, so someone who loves the product but does not want to do the business. So you ask him the question. Here's what this guy did. I don't have his name on the tip of my tongue here. They call him Rockstar, though, for a good reason. Anyway, he says, are you happy? Let me ask you this. Are you happy I shared this with you? And they've had tremendous results. They say, oh, it's changed our lives. We are elated. And then he has this statement right here. He said, well, how would you feel if I kept this a secret and didn't share with you? I want you to let that sink in just a minute. Sometimes silence is one of the greatest tools that you've got when you're dialoguing with somebody. How would you feel if I had kept this a secret and didn't share it with you? And see, that's an indefensible position right there. There is no retort to that. I mean, he goes on to say, well, that's what you're doing if you don't share this with other people. Let me say that one more time here. You want to write this down. I've got this sketched out. It's not very neat. I'd be glad to send this to you, but if you want to email, I'll be glad to send this attachment to you. But it says, well, how would you feel if I kept this a secret and didn't share with you? And pause, and he says, well, that's what you're doing if you don't share this with other people. My goodness. I mean, there is no retort to there. There's no response to what is being said right there. Okay, so I want to wrap it up here, and this is a short call tonight. We're not going to spend an hour here, but use Facebook. If you're not on it, you got to get on it. If you'd like to be in the group, now I've got a page called Team Freedom, but this is the group. It's different. It's a different dynamic. It's private also. Nobody can see it except those that are in the group, and we've got the privacy on privacy. It's not viewable by anybody else, and I'll tweak that to make sure that that's all true. So it's a private group. We're discussing things among ourselves, and you can put two other people into the group. And so get them in that group. It's an honor to them to be in the group. It'll be a fun group. It'll be exciting. There'll be all kind of testimonials. We'll talk about celebration. We'll talk about NYKO in there. They're going, what's an NYKO? Pretty soon they'll figure out what that stands for. Pretty soon they'll figure out where it's at, how to get tickets and that kind of thing. And I would strongly suggest to you that you go ahead and get a block of tickets for NYKO. It will sell out very shortly. I expect the announcement just any time. As far as celebration is concerned, I just gave out my last block ticket that I had bought. But we'll buy more. We'll find people that, you know, for whatever reason, they can't go and their tickets are going to be for sale. It's like scalping at a basketball game. You just wait outside for a while. Or football game, somebody will come up to you and say, I've got tickets. And the later it gets in the game, the more willing they are to sell it because they don't want to get stuck with tickets and no way to go and that kind of stuff. So there's some black market trading, so to speak, but certainly the company is fully aware of it and happens all the time. And then you get the ticket and you assign it to your associate ID number in your back office under Orders, View, and Manage Events. Orders, View, and Manage Events, and that's where you make those transactions and those assignment of and transfer of tickets. So that is how that happens. So we've got time for just a question or two here. If you want to take your phone off mute, anything that we've talked about tonight, these are some solid tips that some of the top people, including myself with the private messaging thing, I've used that over and over and over. If I could have your permission. And so I'm being polite. I'm getting them to consent. I'm getting their permission. I'm not just sending a goodies pack because I think it's a good idea. I want their permission. They said yes. They said yes to that. They said yes a second time when they gave me their address. Then they said yes a third time when they said thank you. That to me is a yes. And so that's a good deal. So then we're going to let the products do the job and the magazine do the job. And we'll follow through with them in about 5 days, 6 days, maybe a week. And get with them, and maybe a three-way at that point is a very, very good thing to do. Get somebody on the line with you, somebody that's got a great testimonial, and let them share their testimonial story with that prospect, and then say, you know something, we're going to drop you into our Team Freedom group. I can only put two people in there, and I think you would fit as one of those people in that group. So there's just a lot of ways to do this, but those work extremely well, and I'll keep you apprised of other groups that we establish, and I won't be able to be the leader in all those groups. I don't plan on doing that. I plan on every one of you taking part in that and being a leader and being looking for comments, questions, doubt, anything like that, or how to use that, how do we get celebration tickets, et cetera, and that kind of stuff, and you'll be the one to help answer those questions. The more you are involved with Genics, the more you're going to be knowledgeable about all these different questions. And for them just to get to know you is just an honor. So listen, guys, any questions that we have at this time?
I have one, Tim. What is private messaging?
Okay, private messaging is on Facebook, and let me see if I can describe the. Okay, you're on Facebook. Let me get back to. There is a icon that shows a screen. It's in between two people, then the screen, then the Earth, and that screen is where you can click that. And you can choose a person on your Facebook that you're friends with and send them a private message. That means that not everybody is going to see it. If you post something on your feed, everybody's going to see it. Well, there's many times when you want it to be a private message. You just want the person you're talking to see it. So those messages I sent to Connie and Angela tonight or this afternoon late, nobody but them saw that message, and we can have, it's almost like an email conversation right there.
Okay, I didn't know it was Facebook. I thought you were talking about telephone text messages or something.
All right, we'll get you online here.
Okay. Yeah, one of these days. I'm one of these Luddites who hates Facebook. So,
well, you better get used to liking it. I would just tell you right now that's not liking Facebook is not acceptable.
Well, I use it. But I don't like it.
Well, that's an emotion we'll have to try to change a little bit here. Who else had a question? Thanks, Rick.
Hey, Kim, can you say one more time the date and time for that event in Garland?
Yeah, that's at 6:30 at the Hyatt Place on the George Bush Turnpike in Garland. They can come about 6 and register. The first hour is me presenting the opportunity. The second hour and a half are the two speakers that we're flying in for training. And they are just common, ordinary people. I tell you, it's like you would never pick them to be superstars in this business just by looking at them. One's a mother, just nothing really out of the ordinary. And the guy is the same way, sweetest people you ever met. Not very dynamic, either one, but they'll tell how they built their business, and I love it. I love that people of all different personality types, looks and ages can build this business.
And is it this Thursday or next Thursday?
Next Thursday, the 14th.
Okay. And then is there a cost involved for tickets for associates?
There is, and you want to find the tickets at DFW Fortune 500, and that's a Facebook page, DFW Fortune 500. See, all the information about this business is on Facebook, and that's why you can't sit around and say, I do want to do Facebook or I don't want to do Facebook. You have to do Facebook. That's just part and parcel of what we do here. So,
Tim, I have a quick question.
Yes.
I got some of the last event for the Saturday one, I bought a couple of tickets, and I requested a couple of guest tickets. Where do I find those,
because
I filled it out on a form.
Yeah, why don't you go on that Facebook page and ask that very question.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a way to solve that problem right there, and I'm sure you'll get an answer pretty quick. Any other questions, any other comments? Great stuff there.
Hey, Tim, what do you put in the goodies pack?
Okay, great question. What I do, and who is this?
Michelle from Denton, Texas.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
I do a, normally I try to do, and I run out of product all the time. I made an overnight order again today, but I normally put a chocolate and a vanilla shake, one of the bars, usually lemon if I have it. I put a Prosper magazine if they're over 35 years old. I put a Start Your Life magazine if they're 35 or under. I put a cover letter, my business card, and that's it.
Okay, so with the strawberry shake, I mean, we can add that too probably. Give them
Absolutely. That, the ones today, I actually did the natural berry harvest because it's the only thing I had left. I had vanilla and natural berry harvest. We go through shakes here like, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like the 444,000 strawberry shakes that have been sold since it was announced at NYKO last in July, or January, I should say. So.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Anybody
else? Hey, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim. That's Gary Carson's here.
Hey, Gary.
I just want to make sure I understand on your Team Freedom, is that for new associates or is that for prospects?
It is for new associates and prospects. This particular one is for prospects. Put them in there. And the worst that can happen is they don't move forward. But most, the majority, 4 out of 5, are going to move forward, and partially because they're in that group.
And one final follow-up on that. You said we can add 2. Is that correct?
That's correct.
How often can we add another 2 if we have another prospect situation come up?
Yeah, just call me on that, and we'll see how that works. And what will happen is it's 2 prospects. Once they become associates, you get another person to replace them.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up, Tim.
Yeah, that's a good point. Great questions, great comments. Any others?
Tim?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kim Idle.
Hey, Kim.
You mentioned that there's going to be multiple groups. How are those groups going to come about? Or, you know, is that something that you're going to make, or is it something that that we will be making? Or
yeah, I'm going to sort of administrate that from this office. And what that means is our entire team can contribute to it. Instead of you doing it, that'd be a smaller subset, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you're going to have a whole lot less people. The benefit of me doing it is it's going to be a lot more people.
Okay.
And you want that. You want to literally have dozens, then hundreds, then thousands in that group. And the more that are in there, the more excitement, the more support, the more learning, the more, you know, the more energy that's happening.
Right.
Okay, great stuff. We've got time for one more and we'll call it a night. Who else? All right, very good. Folks, thanks for being on the call tonight. This will be up on timdarnell.org. The training call last week regarding chronic fatigue is up on timothydarnell.com, so you can get access to that as well. That's a good call and very important to take that into consideration. You guys have a great night. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah.